The university is having a gathering that is super important right now, and it's everything that has to do with climate change. Can you share with us about it?
Yeah, so December 1st through 4th, we're hosting the UN summit, the Right Here, Right Now summit. And the big focus is really just climate change and its impacts on human rights. So there's going to be all sorts of global leaders. The beautiful thing, too, is that they're reaching out and they're connecting with local leaders and amplifying the voice of these people to not just show what the great things that are happening in Boulder, but to really show to the world and try to resonate with other local leaders around the world that what you do locally has such a tremendous impact globally. And yeah, so I recommend there's virtual options, there's in-person options. Yeah, get on the UN Right Here, Right Now website and check it out.
I think it's going to be a really important summit. But why is it that they are uniting human rights with climate change?
Yeah, this has been, I think, a big trend. In climate action, you're always taught there's three pillars: economics, science, and equity. And for most parts, I feel like our environmental movement has been really good at the economics and the science. And that's kind of what drives the political realm. But equity has always been thought of as like, we really want to do it, but we don't know how. And throughout the events that have been happening over the last few years and just growing awareness, there has been this emphasis on we have to include equity on a much deeper level. It's not even just a pillar. It is, in my eyes, it's what makes the pillars, right? It's the fabric of everything that we do. You can't really just decide to do equity at like the last minute of a project. It has to be, you know, bred into every project that you do from the beginning. And so I think with climate justice, oftentimes we think about this notion of we have to distribute resources properly because there are all these people who are getting disproportionately impacted. But really what I've seen is as we do focus on that and we do work on that, this immense transformation that occurs in organizations such as governments, nonprofits, in how they just quite literally run their business, in the people that they connect with, in where they look for consultation, that leads to just better systems for everybody.
Because every culture has, you know, it's positive and it's negative in everything.
100%. And our diversity is one of our most amazing strengths. You get all kinds of creativity when you start bringing all these groups together, but you need that equitable framework and inclusive framework in order for people to feel comfortable enough to speak their truth, and so that you can advance on things and not just have one or two communities or people really dominate a conversation and continue really with that one story, that one narrative that says that this is the one right way. This world and this situation is just far too complex to have one right answer. And that's why we need everyone at the table in a manner that empowers, recognizes, and encourages everyone to participate.
Alejandro Murillo, Climate Justice Programs Coordinator at the University of Colorado. Where can people go to find out more about this summit or joining environmental movements?
For the UN Right Here, Right Now summit, I believe there's a link to it from the Environmental Center's website. I might be wrong. We might need to check. I'm a big fan. There's an up-and-coming website and organization here in town called the Boulder County Climate Justice Hive, and that's run through boulder.earth. So if you actually go to if you just type in boulder.earth into your web browser, they have a fantastic calendar with all sorts of events all across the county, some in the greater Colorado area, that you can attend to get to know organizations, get to know people, and find places to get involved.
I have been speaking with Alejandro Murillo, Climate Justice Programs Coordinator at the University of Colorado. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.